From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin highlighted the fatwas issued by the Indonesian Ulama Council, or MUI, were testament to the flexibility of Islamic laws during extraordinary times, especially amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Therefore, fatwa issued by the MUI could serve as a guidance for Muslims to continue their daily religious rituals amid the COVID-19 pandemic. It was said by Vice President Ma'ruf Amin in his speech to open the Indonesia Fatwa Commission's Ulama meeting via teleconferencing from the official residence in Jakarta on Tuesday, as quoted by Antara. Indonesia and Japan continue to forge mutually beneficial strategic cooperation, it was said by Indonesian Ambassador to Japan and Micronesia Federation, Harry Ahmadi, while attending a reception held by the Kyushu Indonesia Friendship Association, or KIFA, to mark the 76th anniversary of Indonesian independence in Fukuoka, Japan, on Monday. Harry Ahmadi noted in a written statement issued by the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo on Tuesday, on the 53rd anniversary of diplomatic relations and the 15th anniversary of Indonesia and Japan strategic partnership, mutual understanding and mutually beneficial cooperation remain good. The Indonesian Health Ministry has allocated around 390 billion rupiah for priority activities aimed at building health device and pharmacy sufficiency in 2022. It was said by Health Ministry's Planning and Budget Bureau head Bayu Teja Mulyawan on Tuesday, as reported by Antara. He informed this budget is split for several priority activities, namely production of health devices, medicinal raw materials, medicines, traditional medicines, and domestic vaccines. He further said the government has allocated 85 billion rupiah for designing domestic health device production regulations and fulfilling the need for 10 most demanded health devices based on value and volume through domestic production. The Indonesian central government has urged all regional governments to fully utilize their COVID-19 vaccine stocks by hastening vaccinations in their respective regions. Each vaccine dose available must be administered immediately so that the coverage of COVID-19 vaccination and public protection can be achieved sooner. It was stated by Communication and Informatics Minister Johnny G. Plate in a written statement on Tuesday, as quoted by Antara. Now we move to the international news. The United Nations Climate Change Conference, or COP26, in Glasgow, United Kingdom, is a crucial opportunity to achieve pivotal transformational changes in global climate policy and action. It is a credibility test for global effort to address climate change, and it is where parties must make considerable progress to reach consensus on issues they have been discussing for several years. Duka Kusumawati has the details.
Good afternoon. Great pleasure to see you here. There are competing events taking place today, but it is good to have you all here. Co-president will give a few introductory remarks, and we will then continue from there. Thank you. Over to you, Mr. President.
Great. Thank you very much indeed, Alex. So welcome, everyone, to week two of COP26. Today, as you know, is Adaptation and Loss and Damage Day. And these topics, of course, are more important than ever before.
COP26 comes against the backgrounds of widespread, rapid and intensifying climate change impacts, which are already impacting every region on Earth. Also, COP26 comes against the background of the COVID-19 pandemic, with the urgent need to build back better for present future generation to ensure a safe future. President of COP26, Alok Sharma, explained during the press conference on Monday that on the eighth day of the summit, UNFCCC will focus on the nations that are vulnerable to the climate change impact.
Today, on Adaptation and Loss and Damage Day, the spotlight will be on those nations and communities which are most vulnerable to climate change, those whose voices are too often left unheard. And we know that even if we stopped polluting our world tomorrow, there will be negative consequences for many millions. And that is why issues such as adaptation are so important. Now, I'm pleased to see progress on these topics today and particularly welcome the commitments to the Adaptation Fund, which will be made in the next few hours, including from the UK, to support vulnerable communities to respond to climate change.
On similar occasions, the Executive Secretary of UNFCCC, Patricia Espinosa, said that climate change architecture need balance from many sectors, so the result will be complete.
I think it's also important to take into account that here we're talking about issues that are interrelated and that the climate change architecture has a balance between the different components. We have mitigation, adaptation, and loss and damage, means of implementation, including finance, technology, and capacity building. And also explains why there needs to be this political level intervention. So in the case of Article 6, for example, it is very directly linked to adaptation, especially adaptation finance. It is linked to transparency as well, and on the other hand, transparency is linked to different other parts of the package.
The ultimate objective of all agreements under the UNFCCC is to stabilize greenhouse gas concentrations in the atmosphere at the level that will prevent dangerous human interference with the climate system in a time frame which allows the ecosystem to adapt naturally and enable sustainable development. From Glasgow, Nuka Kusumawati, Besti Simatupang, Voice of Indonesia.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson urged climate negotiators to do whatever was necessary to seal a deal at COP26. As reported by Reuters.com on Wednesday, Johnson said in a statement on Tuesday, before his departure from London, there's still much to do. The United Nations event is billed by leaders as a pivotal moment in which governments around the world must agree new ways of cutting carbon emissions to prevent global temperature rising too far and to limit the worst effects of climate change. We end the news with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Wednesday, who says Australia will set up a $1 billion Australian dollar or $740 million fund to invest in companies to develop low emissions technology as the country seeks to cut carbon emissions and hit net zero targets by 2050. As reported by Reuters.com on Wednesday, under the plan, the federal government will commit $500 million to the fund, matched by private investors. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on November 10, 1940, about Francia earthquake. The 1940 Francia earthquake, which is also known as the 1940 Bucharest earthquake, occurred on Sunday, November 10, 1940, in Romania at 3:39 a.m. local time, when most of the people were at home. An earthquake with a magnitude of 7.7 was the strongest earthquake recorded in the 20th century in Romania. The earthquake devastated central and southern Moldova and Wallachia. The death toll is estimated at 1,000 dead, while 4,000 are believed to have been injured, mostly in Moldova. Moving on to an event on November 10, 1945 about Battle of Surabaya. Battle of Surabaya is a battle of Indonesian pro-independent soldiers and militia against British and British Indian troops. The climax occurred on November 10, 1945. This battle was the first war between Indonesian troops and foreign troops after the proclamation of Indonesian independence. This battle became one of the biggest and heaviest battle in the history of the Indonesian National Revolution, which became a national symbol of Indonesia's resistance to colonialism. After this battle, the support of the Indonesian people and the international community for the struggle for Indonesian independence was getting stronger. November 10 is commemorated in Indonesia every year as Heroes Day. We end today in history with an event on November 10, 1975, when the United Nations General Assembly passed Resolution 3379. The United Nations General Assembly on November 10, 1975, passed Resolution 3379, which declared Zionism as a form of racism. This resolution passed with 72 votes in favor, 35 against, and 32 abstentions. The 72 votes in favor of this included 20 Arab countries, 12 other Muslim-majority countries, including Turkey, which recognized Israel at the time, 12 communist countries, 14 non-Muslim African countries, and 14 other countries, including Brazil, India, Mexico, and Portugal. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu penuh dengan payung seketika jas hujan dicari-cari semua orang inginkan teduh.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Public Works and Housing Minister Basuki Hadi Mulyono encouraged Turkish investors to invest in the Indonesian infrastructure sector. That was done by Minister Basuki in his third day working visit in Ankara, Turkey last week. In a bilateral meeting with the Turkish Trade Minister Mehmet Muş on Saturday, Minister Basuki Hadi Mulyono was accompanied by Indonesian Ambassador for Turkey Lalu M. Iqbal. In his official statement on Sunday, Minister Basuki said there's a lot of investment potential between Indonesia and Turkey. The meeting was a follow-up of the two countries' previous virtual bilateral meeting back in June 2020. The two sides also prepared a framework to be recommended as a meeting topic between Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in early February 2022. The meeting of Minister Basuki and Minister Mehmet Muş also aimed to explore the cooperation interests of Turkish business people and contractors during the honorary visit of Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi. In the visit on October 12 until 13, 2021, Minister Retno Marsudi met with Turkish Contractor Association TCA, Turkish Contractor Consultant Union ECTIA, as well as the two Turkish big construction companies, Duro Construction and Sama. After meeting with the Turkish Trade Minister, Minister Basuki had a bilateral meeting with the Turkish Deputy Minister for Transportation and Infrastructure, Adilkay Soglu, in Istanbul. In the meeting, they agreed that Turkey is ready to support Indonesia in accelerating the infrastructure development in Indonesia. The Indonesian Public Works and Housing Ministry believes that infrastructure development still provides investment opportunities for foreign construction companies, especially from Turkey. On the occasion, they also discussed additional Indonesia-Turkey flights from 6 times to 10 times per week. This aimed to support the economy, especially in trade and services, investment, and people's mobility from the two countries. The agreement will later be made more concrete in the business forum between Turkish Construction Association and Indonesian Construction Association. Another business forum will be held between Turkish Contractor Consultant Union ECTIA and Indonesian Consultant Association in Jakarta early 2022.
Janjimu
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
What do you usually do when you go to the beach? Surely, the answer is swimming, snorkeling, or diving. What if you could also feel the sensation of vacationing in the desert while on the beach? This one tourism destination must be included in your vacation list. It is Autun Beach, located in Tufano Village, Kualin District, South Central Timor Regency, East Nusa Tenggara Province. This beach is about 115 kilometers from Kupang City, with a travel time of 2.5 or 3 hours by motor vehicles. You don't have to worry about getting lost because the directions to the beach are quite complete. The beach is open 24 hours. It's very unique and the only one in Indonesia. When you arrive on this beach, you will not immediately see the deep blue sea, but a very white mound of desert. Cassowary and palm trees scatters around the desert make you feel like you are in the Sahara Desert. You imagine hundreds of square meters of soft sand mound welcoming you. If it's the first things that you see, you are in the right place. This can expand your activities that you usually do on the beach. Sandboarding or surfing on the sand is one of your choices, but you have to bring your own equipment because there is no sandboarding equipment rental facility. This rolling sand is certainly very interesting if you capture it with your camera. Autun Beach is still very natural, clean, and white enough. The location is not too crowded. It's perfect for you to be alone. The waves on this beach are quite strong and chasing each other, so it is advisable to remain careful if you want to swim. If you suddenly feel hungry, don't worry, because there are food stalls. There are no hotels or lodging around the beach, so you can spend the night in Soi City. You can find hotels with varying prices. Keep this Autun Beach clean so that our next generation can enjoy it too. Happy holiday! That's Indonesian Wonder.
Lama terapung di sebuah pelayaran, mencari dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau temui? Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Lihatku beristirahatlah, sandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Ku kan setia menemani, akulah yang kau cari. Terlalu lama sendiri tak ada tujuan. Engkau butuh dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau temui? Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku, ku kan setia menemani. Kamu cari, datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku, ku kan setia menemani.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about membayar tagihan di restoran, which means paying bill at the restaurant. So stay tuned! Here is the conversation entitled Total Tagihan, which means total bill. This conversation happens between Kevin and a restaurant waiter. Kevin has finished his lunch at a restaurant. He asked total bill to the restaurant waiter. Let's listen to the conversation.
Boleh minta total tagihan?
Baik, mohon tunggu. Ini tagihan Anda, Pak.
Baik, terima kasih.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Boleh, boleh, which means may. Minta, minta, which means ask. Total, total, which means total. Tagihan, tagihan, which means bill. Mohon tunggu, which means please wait. Terima kasih, terima kasih, which means thank you. Boleh minta total tagihan? Boleh minta total tagihan, which means can I ask the total bill? Baik, mohon tunggu, which means yes, please wait. Ini tagihan Anda, Pak, which means here is your bill, sir. Baik, terima kasih. Baik, terima kasih, which means all right, thank you. In the dialogue, you hear an expression, boleh minta total tagihan? Boleh minta total tagihan? Which means, can I ask the total bill? When you want to pay the bill, you can use the question to a restaurant waiter. Let's listen to the other examples of using the question, boleh minta, which means, can I ask? Boleh minta rincian biayanya? Boleh minta rincian biayanya? Which means, can I ask the cost details? Ini rinciannya, silakan. Ini rinciannya, silakan. Which means, here are the cost details. Boleh minta daftar belanjaannya? Boleh minta daftar belanjaannya? Which means, can I ask the grocery list? Semua tercatat di sini. Semua tercatat di sini. Which means, everything's noted here. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Boleh minta total tagihan?
Baik, mohon tunggu. Ini tagihan Anda, Pak.
Baik, terima kasih.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Terlintas menemukanmu hangat kan dinginnya duniaku di setiap hari terasa indah melebihi semua mimpi dan anganku.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
ワカウィンティカールバイルス COVID-19 ミンヒラリルティダイルアクニアビシャクリンサヒコナイヤハミコンワコナウコンヤハミミ
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a song from North Sumatra entitled Rambadia. The song was composed by Ismail Hutajulu. Its lyrics are the greetings of the Tapanuli people to new people or newcomers in their area. The newcomers are asked where they come from and what their clans or family names are. If the clans are the same, the relationship is believed to be better. Well, listener, here is Rambadia by Oval Trio. Enjoy!
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Senja selalu sempurna, seperti kisahku dan dia. Saling menatap tapi jarang, dia membisu
Voice of Indonesia.
Mengenalmu, yakinkan cinta untukku. Walau cemburu merayu, selalu menginginmu hingga
cinta jadi candu dan buatku terus memburu dirimu. Ku nikmati cinta sendiri dulu, membiarkan aksara asmara bercanda pada cintaku, walau harus masih ku tunggu dirimu meninggalkan dia yang bukan untukmu. Merayumu akulah bahagiamu, kau pun sudah tahu itu cintaku. Ku nikmati cinta sendiri dulu, membiarkan aksara asmara bercanda padaku. Kamu belum seutuhnya coba cintaku, walau harus masih ku tunggu di meninggalkan dia yang bukan untukmu.
Ku tahu kau tahu apa yang hatimu mau, ku tahu kau tahu hanya ragu di hatimu. Dengarkan bisikan hatimu tentang kita berdua. Cepat sudah kau tinggalkan dia.
Sendiri dulu, walau harus pahit ku telan sakitku.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voynews, email voy@voynews.id.